Song there. Thank you, ladies, for that good song. Proverbs chapter number 13 in your Bibles, and Proverbs chapter number 13. And if you've seen the Facebook post earlier, if you can use any light bulbs, we have a bunch, all right? If you brought a sack or something to carry some home with, they're good. We replaced the light bulbs in the auditorium with like a daylight color instead of the yellow color. And so they're still good. They're LED light bulbs, but we don't need them anymore, all right? So if you could use them around your place, then help yourself to those. And they're in the back in the box, all right? I guess there's still some back there, is that right? And so just help yourself to those after church tonight. First come, first serve. And if you don't take them, they won't be here Sunday, all right? I can promise you that. So Proverbs chapter number 13 in your Bibles. And let's look at verse number 1. The Bible says, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but the wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that destroyeth for want of judgment. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want." In this chapter, there are several familiar verses. You probably caught several of them that you may have memorized, or at least you are very familiar with in this chapter, and there's a lot that is covered. But there's one verse in particular I want to look at, and that is verse 15. It says, "Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard." I'll define that word transgressors here in just a moment, but the pillar principle, the title for the message tonight is this: hard heads make soft backs. Hard heads make soft backs. Let's pray. We'll get right into the message. Father, thank you for the truth of your word. And God, I thank you for, Lord, your book. I thank you for, Lord, all 66 books that we have. And Lord, I thank you tonight for the book of Proverbs, that we can glean truths from your word. Lord, we know that we need your help to do so. So God, we're relying heavily and wholly upon you and asking you to please open up our eyes that we may behold wondrous things from your book. And Lord, be able to apply these simple principles to our life to help us to be better servants for you. That is our desire, Lord, is to, Lord, to learn and Lord, to know how you want us to live. And so, God, I pray that you would please be with both speaker and listener. God, I need your touch tonight. In and of myself, I will fail you. And so, Lord, I yield myself to you and ask that you would please preach through me just now. And God, I pray that you would please, Lord, help the message to be applicable to everyone that's here tonight. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. In verses 1 down through verse number 7, if you were to read those again, we won't take time to do so, but it deals with the lying tongue. We covered a lot of this last week in chapter number 12, how lying lips always lose. And that's important for us to never forget to always tell the truth. Simple thought from the Word of God. But even this week, I got a phone call from someone that told me what they had told someone else that was a lie, and they admitted that it was a lie and said, I can't live with myself. I've got to tell the truth. And this somebody is much older than a lot of us in here. And it's amazing that even from very young as a child, even to old as an adult, we always tend to struggle to tell the truth. And it's important for us to fight against. It's our natural inclination, as we said last week, to tell a lie. We're bent towards evil. And so we have to fight against that every single day of our life, to tell the truth, to always tell the truth in every situation, to not be prone to telling a lie, because when you tell one lie, you've got to keep it up, and you've got to tell more lies to keep up with the original lie. In verses 8 down through verse number 12, it deals with a contentious spirit. And boy, I don't want to have that contentious spirit. The Bible says in verse number 10, only by pride cometh contention. You can mark it down that whenever there's contention in a marriage, there's contention in a home between the parent and the child, or there's a contention in the church house, you can mark it down, pride is always present. And we must beware of that, church. We must beware of that in our homes. We must beware of that in our church. We must beware of that in our everyday jobs, our everyday life, that whenever there's contention present, pride is also present, and we have to examine ourselves. Pride is among the things that God hates. It's an abomination unto Him that He hates a proud person. And so we need to check ourselves that we are not fueling that contention by our own pride. In verses 13 down through verse number 25, it deals with the error of our ways. And there's so many familiar verses in these verses here that deal with the error of each and every one of our ways, and how we some insight to what we should do, but also some instruction on what we should not do. But in verse number 15, the Bible says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The old phrase, hard heads make soft backs. What does that mean? That is someone that insists on making their own mistakes rather than listening and learning to good advice from those who've already been down that road. Amen? Hard heads make soft backs. Ultimately, the person that has a hard head will have many beatings in life. Many beatings. Life just one thing after another because they had a hard head and they wasn't willing to listen to instruction. We don't have to be that person. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. The word transgressor, it simply means this, one who violates a command. And that could be a command from God. And that could also be a command from an authority in your life. If you're a teenager or a child, if you violate one of your parents' commands or rules in the home, chances are you're developing a hard head. Thus, you may carry that into adulthood, and it causes you to take many beatings in life that are unnecessary. We don't have to be that person. We don't have to live a hard life. God wants to surround us with people to help us to make the right decisions. Amen. Let's put people in each and every one of our corners to help us along the way. I understand there's some mistakes that will be made along the way. However, there are many times, a lot of these mistakes can be avoided if we would just ask for help, if we would ask for advice. We do well to learn from those who have a few years ahead of us. Everyone in here, whether you're the youngest in here or even the oldest, there's someone ahead of you that you can glean from that's probably already been down the road that you were walking. I think about just me personally as a young pastor, a young preacher still. There's men that I have in my corner that I go to on a regular basis. Why? Because they've already been where I'm presently walking. I'd be foolish not to tap into that resource and not to call and get advice. Just the other day, I had to call Brother Hart on my way back from Oklahoma about a situation in our church. I had to call him and get advice from him about what he would do. He's a man that has the experience, and he's walked where I've walked. I talked to Brother Angel on a regular basis about things going on in my personal life and things in our church because he's there to help me Why would I not tap into that? And the same is true in your life. God has given you people, teenagers, children, but even young adults and on up. God has given us people in our life to surround ourselves, to help us avoid some easy mistakes that many times we just have hard heads and we tend to make. And there's some lessons that God does have to teach us the hard way. I get that. However, many times those are few. And most life lessons we can learn from those who have a few days ahead of us. We don't have to have soft backs. Let's avoid the beatings of life if we can by talking to somebody that's already been down that road. Let me give you a couple of practical points tonight. Number one, listen more than you talk. Listen more than you talk. The Bible says in verse number 13, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." You probably know somebody that has the gift of gab. Just knows how to carry on a conversation with anybody about anything for as long as they're willing to listen. I see people slapping people back and forth. That is not necessarily me, okay? I do not have that gift. I am more of an introvert by nature. But some have the gift of gab. I mean, they can talk about anything. And to be honest with you, that's not necessarily a bad quality to have if you know what you're talking about. But some people can deceive others, can't they? They can just act like they know what they're talking about. Act like they know a little bit about a lot, and really you're finding out this, they don't know what they're talking about. The gift of gab. And it's good to be able to have a conversation. It's good to be able to learn to pass the ball with one another. I encourage you parents to teach that to your children as a young child, to learn how to pass the ball when an adult speaks to them and asks them how they're doing. Don't let them just be shy and just timid and all of that. No, correct that and teach them how to pass the ball. Come on now, that's good. Y'all don't say amen. Otherwise, you'll raise a child that won't know how to look at somebody in their eyeball and they'll be sneaky and everything else. You ought to learn how to pass the ball. That's a good thing to know. It would do us well, though, to learn to listen more than we talk. God's given us two ears and one mouth for a purpose. And the reason for that is you should listen far more than you speak. There's a lot of truth there. We should choose our words wisely. We should not be someone that always has to get a word in, or someone that always has to get the last word. There's so much that you can learn if you'll just learn to close your mouth and open your ears. I remember growing up as preachers would come through and we would have the privilege to have them over at the house and have them at the table, or if we were at a restaurant or at the house. And to be honest with you, I didn't get an opportunity to say a whole lot, but I listened a whole lot. I got to hear some of the greatest men of God in our day come through and to be able to just glean and hear stories that I didn't necessarily understand the significance of that then, but looking back, I'm thinking, wow, I mean, I'm thankful that I got to just be in the room, just be a fly in the room. Now, when preachers come through, I tend to have to talk a little bit more, but I wish I could just go back sometimes and just listen a little bit more. I encourage you, when you sit at a table with somebody that you know's got some experience, just listen. Listen to what they've got to say. Listen to what they have to tell you. I encourage you to listen more than you talk. It's amazing what you'll learn. Let me give you number two. Learn more than you lecture. Learn more than you lecture. In verse number 14, the Bible says, "The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Someone that is a know-it-all truly does not know it all. They simply portray that they do because they're trying to keep up with an image that they have painted of themselves. You know, it's okay to have the answer, "I don't know." That's okay to have that answer. To be honest with you, sometimes in my side of things, I want the pastor to say he don't know. But I would think you would respect me more if I said, "I don't know, but I can help you try to find the answer." I don't want somebody just to make up something. I just don't want to wing it along the way. I'm dealing with people's lives here. Same thing with you as parents raising children. Don't act like, just don't wing it. It's okay to say, "I don't know," and get the help that we need. learn more than you lecture. It's okay to say, can you teach me how to do that? Don't be one to always have a better way of doing things. Everybody like somebody like that? They always just have a better way. And chances are you may have a better way, but you ought to wait until it's asked. There's much that you ought to be teaching in your home. Let me just say this to the ones that have children at home right now, and especially the children that are here listening. Boys and girls, it's important while you're at home to learn as much as you can from mom and dad while you're at home. If mom's in the kitchen making something, then you know where I'd be? In the kitchen, learning how to make what mom is making. You know what you get to do when you're in the kitchen with mom when she's making brownies? You get to lick the bowl. Now that's a little insight. Now mom and dad, y'all got to do that now if y'all ain't doing that, okay? But boys, if dad's out in the garage fixing something, or he's rigging up some poles to go fishing, man, get out there and learn everything you can. Dad, you know what? One day, you're going to be the mom. One day, teenager, it's okay to follow dad around and be like, hey, dad, show me what you just did. Break that down for me. I love it, and y'all have seen it, but ever since I've known him, Brother Mark has had a boy following him around everywhere he goes. That's good. I praise the Lord for that. His boys are very handy. They know how to do a lot of things. And that's just because they've just followed him around. And that's important for us to do with our children as well. Let me say this. If you're the one learning, write things down. Write things down. You know why? Because a short pen is better than a long memory. You'll forget things. Man, you'll forget things. And you say, well, YouTube will have it on there later. Maybe not. Chances are it will, but maybe not. And so write things down. Someone that lectures more than they learn will surely have a soft back and take many beatings in life. Let me give you the last thought tonight. Very practical things. Number one, listen more than you talk. Number two, learn more than you lecture. Number three, lean on your counselors. The Bible says again in verse number 15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. God puts different people in our life at different times in our life to help us and to encourage us. We don't need to be afraid to lean on those people in times of uncertainty. When you don't have the answer to something going on in your life, you ought to reach out. That's why I love what you ladies are doing with the Salt Sisters. I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Putting an aged woman. I love you older ladies. An older woman that has been down, that's raised kids, has grandbabies, that's seen every cut known to man. Put those people in your corner that's a young mom. That's awesome. We have that in our church. And that's so neat to be able to tap into that, and if you ought to do that. Not just be the accountability, and that has worked for many of you, and that's part of it. But don't be afraid to reach out to that Salt Sister and say, hey, what'd you do when this happened to your child? Chances are they have an answer. Or they're wise enough to say, I don't know, but I can help you find the answer. You see, God puts people in our life at certain times. As a child, God gives us parents. God gives us a pastor. God gives us teachers. God gives us siblings. God gives us an aunt or uncle. God gives us an older friend. Whoever it is in your life, God puts people in our life to help us. We ought to lean on those people. One day, you'll be the counselor for someone else that's coming up behind you. You lean on your counselors now so that one day you can allow someone to lean on you. You see, but if you always have a hard head and you got to just make mistake after mistake after mistake, you're going to struggle to help somebody in the future because you're still making mistakes yourself. My granddaddy is the one that always said this statement. I heard him say it a whole bunch. Hard heads make soft backs. And there's other ways to say it, I get that. Anytime I heard it, as a kid growing up, It was at times when I didn't listen and I wanted to do my own thing. And I was determined to make my own mistake, and that's exactly what happened. I encourage us to listen, to learn, and to lean. Why? Because hard heads will make soft backs. And we don't have to, there's some beatings of life that we can avoid if we'll simply tap into what God has put in our path. We ought to lean on one another, church. That's part of being a church family. There's people in here that have skill sets, not only spiritually, sure, but even outside of, even physically with different things, that don't be afraid to ask somebody. Say, hey, what's going on? This thing is going on electrically. There's people in here that can help you with that. They may not want to help you, but they can help you. Don't be afraid to tap into that. God's blessed us. We don't have to just make mistake after mistake after mistake. We can tap into some of the resources God has given us. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank you for listening tonight.